All right. Hey. Ainsley. Oh my God. Thank you so much for being a part of our first Rockin' Pod. This is great. And it's yours too, right?
Yes. Thank you for having me. And my first ever Rockin' Pod interviews with you too.
Oh my God. This is incredible. So I actually just ran into you recently when you were singing at the Rock and Roll Residency.
Yes.
And sadly enough, I missed your performance.
Oh no. Yeah. I think it was like kind of close to the start.
But yeah. I saw it on Instagram and it was so great. I just want to let you know.
Thank you so much.
It was fucking awesome. Okay. So if you, for those of you, who are aware that what we do is that we usually make a cocktail, we're not going to be able to do that today for obvious reasons.
Look at the camera, babe.
All right. We're not going to be able to do that today. Sorry. I'm out of sorts right now. I'm like, this is the camera. This
we're
is
nervous.
The camera. So we're not going to be able to do that today because we can't have alcohol here, or we can't sell it, or we can't have it. But I have a mocktail. So when you talk, I'm going to be making this mocktail, and then you can just have it and walk around with it.
Love it.
Does that sound good?
I love it. Yeah.
Okay, so why don't
I already was eyeing. I was like, what you got
right?
over there?
Like, what is happening over here? Okay, so this is Seed Lip. So this is a non-alcoholic spirit.
Nice.
And this is really cool because it has, like, some nice botanicals to it. So, like, if you're a gin drinker, I would think that that's going to be the most viable, the most.
I'm sorry, babe. You got to watch your hand in front of the camera.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
What
camera?
My bad. I'll
see.
Back.
We're new at this, everybody.
Okay, we're doing this. We're getting our bearings here.
And we're live.
And we're live
and rolling.
Right. Okay. So that being said, this is going to be something that you might really enjoy, and then they just recommend doing it with ginger ale. But we're going to do something a little bit different. Okay.
Did you just already know I love gin?
Oh no, but I would think
this
that
is perfect.
Most women in Nashville really adore gin, and I think that's how it should be. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your background and who you are?
Yeah. Of course. So my name is Ainsley, just the one name, artist name. And I moved to Nashville from Melbourne, Australia about 15 years ago.
No kidding.
Yeah, so I've been here, so I'm a local now. But yeah, I traveled a lot in my younger years. I was actually born in the States, so I was born in California. My mom's from New Zealand. And my dad's from Chile, from South America, but I spent most of my time in Australia, so I feel like that's my, like, the easiest answer to be like, where's your weird accent from?
And I'm going to ask that
that's all, like, mixed together.
What's it like in Australia? Is it awesome? Is it, you know, just in a general way? Or?
Yeah, I mean, it's
terrifying? No, I'm kidding.
Are
there big kangaroos everywhere?
There are, but, like, I was a city girl, you know, so they're not just like, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
They're not just like hopping around downtown.
Okay, because,
like,
every video I see, somebody's beating the crap out of.
Yeah. You have to go out a little bit. And I had my scary kangaroo moment where it just, like, hopped out in the middle of the road, in the middle of the night, like, and I didn't know where I was. I was following a friend and, like, one of the big red ones. And it was just like staring at me, and I was like,
they're intimidating.
Yeah, and he was just staring me down.
He
and
was
like,
eyeballing you.
Yeah, and I was like, are you gonna move? I don't know what to do. And then finally he was just like, okay, and then he left. I was like, oh my God. Yeah, that's why they can be really dangerous. Like, if you get too close, I was like, punch you, you know? You're dead.
Well, so can deer and moose.
Yeah.
So there we
go. I guess, yeah. That's what I always say. Like, everyone's like, Australia's so scary. I'm like, you guys have scary stuff here too. There's poisonous spiders and snakes and all that stuff everywhere. It's just Australia is like, got that reputation, like, oh, never go there, I'll die. You know?
You just have bigger
huge
things.
Spiders and you know, good stuff.
Exactly.
Furry
to be
guys.
Afraid of. Okay, so you've been here for about 15 years, and how long have you been doing music?
Yeah, so all my life, but I'd say, like, professionally, like, I really started coming into my own, like, with songwriting and all that, was probably about 15, 16, started doing, like, demo recordings and things like that. And then 18, recorded my first, like, full record.
Nice.
So that's when it's been, like, gung ho. But before that, it was always musical theater, singing, dancing, acting.
Okay.
And I went to performing arts college in Australia.
Nice.
Before coming over here. So that of all was happening before I did the first tour here. And then we decided to move.
That's awesome. Okay. So that being said, like your band, so you go by Ainsley.
Yes.
Just your name.
Exactly.
And so you've been playing around Nashville for a few years now.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah. Okay. Well, ever since I got here. So
okay. So has it been Ainsley the entire time, or has there been various like transitions?
Super back in the day, for a while, I was Ainsley Diaz.
Okay.
So my full name is Ainsley Diaz Stevens.
Yes.
And being in Australia, Diaz was like, oh, that's cool. But then you get over here and there's like a lot of Diaz. And
you want to stand out.
Yeah. And then I did a lot of touring in South America as well. Got a really nice following there. And then obviously Diaz is common over there. So it was just cooler to go. I always wanted to be the one name anyway.
Kind of like Prince, right?
That. Yeah, Prince or Madonna.
There's
Madonna.
Nothing cooler than those guys. You
know? There's nothing cooler than 90s Madonna.
Yeah.
Except maybe 80s Madonna.
This is delicious, by the
way. Oh, good. I'm glad that you enjoy it. Okay, so that is a little bit of this wonderful Seedlip Garden 108 distilled non-alcoholic spirit. And then I just put a little bit of, unfortunately, y'all will never be able to get this, but because it was a one-off, but it's a mango, pineapple, lemongrass, peach, like essential blends that was made for my old work. And I stole it from them. I'm so sorry. But you kind of knew that. And you didn't ask for
that. Edit it out, babe, so you don't get rusted.
It's okay. Lauren knows me. So
speaking of all that natural stuff, that's another thing I do is all natural products called Ainsley's Essential Blends.
So I was looking on your website and I saw that. So how did you get into doing that?
So I've always made those kind of things for myself. Always been, because I was always allergic to everything.
Shit.
You know, when I was little, they said I had asthma, I've had psoriasis, skin things, breathing things. And so, and my mom was always really into that stuff too. So we just would make them these things around the house. And but then during COVID, everyone was like, because I teach fitness classes as well. Mm-hmm. My clients were missing the sprays I would spray at the end of class. And then it was like, can I order that? And send it to me, you know, during COVID. So it kind of just started like as a full-on business because of COVID.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it was like, boom, okay, I can make all these things. And then it just kept growing. And I was like, well, if I have that product, I need to finish the range with this. And I need to have body products, cleaning products.
It's a nice silver lining with this whole COVID thing, right?
Yeah,
something came out nice.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And now recently, with my husband, Christopher Williams,
we love Chris, by the way.
Yes. Thank you. We came up with a kind of concept of making a rock and roll essential oil perfume.
Oh, cool.
And trying to capture the essence of rock and roll in a roll-on perfume.
Oh, I love that.
So it's unisex. We're trying to capture leather, lace, sexiness in a bottle.
Super fun.
Not the sweaty part of rock and roll. Not the good part of it, you know.
Yeah, the good part.
Good leather.
That would be too easy to do, you know.
And we have a perfume commercial out and all that stuff that we both star in. So
that is so interesting. You know, Lisa. Remember that movie Perfume?
Oh,
or that the book.
Book.
Did you ever see that?
Uh-uh.
It's a horrifying book, though. But I'm
Dan's
just saying,
obsessed with this book, and I haven't seen the movie because
really
I'm terrified.
Perfume. It's like one of Kurt Cobain's favorite books too. I think he was reading that right before he passed. But anyways. Just kind of remind me of that. I kind of know what goes into the oils and that type of thing. Very cool.
And awesome. It's funny because we would always make fun of perfume commercials. Because you know how they're they're so random and they don't really make sense. And you're okay, why is Johnny Depp running around a desert with a wolf? But what does it smell like? You know, it was like, I don't, what? Burying treasure. And you're like.
It smells like Johnny Depp running around a desert.
Which, I mean.
Most women like that.
I'd be down with that. Yeah. But you know, it's like, what does it smell like? So we had to do the corny perfume vibes, we tried to show what it could smell
visually.
Yeah,
like to what the scent is. So something that made sense, so it wasn't completely out of realm. No, I never thought about that before. I just thought that they liked being ethereal. I didn't think that there was any real rhyme or reason to them being in the water or something that. I guess that makes sense.
I mean, they're very cool. Dramatic and sophisticated and all that stuff, but it's like, okay.
All right, what now?
Yeah. So...
So that is super cool. So you're a woman of many talents. And so, like, being a musician, you do spin cycling classes, did you say?
Or fitness classes. A bit of everything. So everything. I'm a personal trainer, but I teach pretty much every group class you could imagine.
Okay.
Dance, fitness. I have my own dance company, too, like Blaze Dance Fitness.
Oh, my God. And then you make perfumes, and you make the essential oils, and then you're an actress, too.
Yes, yes.
That is so
cool. And I do custom artwork as well. So a lot of old creative things.
What time do you get out of bed in the morning and accomplish all this
stuff? I know. Some days early, some days I'm like, I just got to sleep. At least I get to make my own schedule.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah, that was going to say,
but
that
yeah,
is huge.
Definitely a lot of late nights there, you know.
No, that makes sense. And that kind of leads me to my next thing in terms of music. Like, you have a new song coming out. Didn't it just come out today?
Yeah,
or was it
yesterday? Yeah.
Yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. So it's kind of like a pre-download release just on my website for this week. And then it's going to come, like, you know, streaming wise come
yes.
out next week. But
and the name of the song
is "The Beast Is Coming."
I love that.
Yeah, so it's really it's one that I've played live for so many years, but it's just like, you know, I haven't got around to recording it, but it's been such a popular song live, so I know there's a lot of fans that are like, oh, finally it's on record. Let's
absolutely
do this. So, and it's a really rocking, catchy, just straight ahead rock blues kind of track.
I love that.
Excellent. Yeah. And the word beast is in it.
Yes.
I'm a big fan already.
Yes, yes, yeah. Yes.
And I know we only have like a short amount of time, and I know that I want this to go further, but I do want to ask, when is your next show?
Yeah, so we're in the process of booking right now. So
cool.
If there's any venues looking for some original rock and roll, I'm
yes.
down for that. And I'm working on like some mini tours, like
okay.
toward... like either up north, like toward Ohio and that kind of train of whatever.
Yeah, it's like it's cool to
map.
Be in Nashville because you're central to
yeah.
all these states that are just, you know, a drive away.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, you know,
so that's kind of what I'm working on as far as booking. Might be the next one in Nashville at Eastside Bowl. So
great.
We're just kind of
cool.
working with Shark on dates and things for that.
Great venue.
But, yeah.
We'll keep that in mind, and we're going to look out for you guys. And everybody, check out Ainsley's new single. Check out her music. Check out her essential oils, her perfume. Check it all out, you know?
So much to check out. Sorry.
So much to
I'm so
out.
Overwhelming.
Oh, my God. Well, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I'm glad you like the mocktail.
Thank you. It's delicious.
Cool. And
appreciate
we will see you.
All right.
Bye.
Cheers.
Thank you, guys.
Cheers.